Track number 10, Mijorn Beach. This is one of the most beautiful beaches in the island, almost 5 kilometers long, from Cape Barbaria to La Mola. The magic of its crystal clear waters is due to the Posidonia. You may have seen that some beaches are full of algae. People usually say that they are dirty, but the presence of this algae is actually a sign of cleanliness and purity. This is due to a plant called Posidonia. If you take a walk along the seashore, you will be able to see the very fine and white sand. It is biogenic sand generated by Posidonia meadows. It is formed by remains of algae and bone fragments of microorganisms that live in them. Posidonia meadows create natural reefs as well as floating blankets that avoid the great currents that cause the removal of sand from the beach. The algae piles, as we said, are the visible signs of the Posidonia, whose function is essential as they prevent the seawater from removing the sand and make the miracle of dune formation. Posidonia is the lung of the Mediterranean Sea. Each cubic meter of meadow releases up to 14 liters of oxygen each day, thanks to the photosynthesis. The benefits they provide to the ecosystem have resulted in the Declaration of Patrimony of Humanity by UNESCO. Mijorn Beach is the habitat of an authentic dune fauna. This ecosystem conserves unique species in the world as the Pityusa's wall lizards. Also, living among the vegetation, we find geckos and interesting mammals, such as the dormouse and the Moorish hedgehog. In these dune systems, very special plants survive. That is why you are probably looking at a unique species totally adapted to the high salt environment, such as the sea lily, the Silene cambidesesi, or molinette, the Lotus idisoides, the baron, the saladita, and Sabina. But do not worry, they are harmless, and they would probably be more scared of you than you should be of them. In Cesalines Natural Park, which we will visit later on, we can find the biggest and oldest living being in the world, an oceanic Posidonia 8 kilometers big and old as 100,000 years. It extends from the north of Formentera to the south of Ibiza. You will surely have sailed very close to this incredible plant in your way to Formentera. Despite the efforts to preserve the Posidonia, today this species is threatened. Meadows withdraw more and more, and therefore you must be aware that you should only walk through the indicated paths in order to avoid damaging the coastal flora and fauna. And most important, if you take a boat, do not anchor on top of the meadows, since this affects their growth and alters significantly the submarine fauna. Although the best way to understand this is by diving in these clean waters. There are several diving centers in the island that provide training, equipment and information in order to practice this sport and know this place better without affecting the ecosystem. This experience cannot be explained.